Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Miracles Now. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to the 12th chapter. 12th chapter. About that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, they're going to kill Peter too. So they grabbed him, put him in prison, 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, commanded after Easter, actually that's Passover, to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made. Somebody say, but prayer was made. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now let me remind you about who's praying. The bunch that they got eyewitnesses of Jesus being raised from the dead in their midst. Some of these folks were in the places that were shook by the power of God. Do they believe in miracles? Do they believe in the power of God? And what are they praying about? I don't think they're praying little weak, mamby-pamby prayers. Oh, Father, if it be thy will, if not, you know we ought to pick out some songs to sing at Peter's funeral. What song did he like? You ever see people talking about something like they're already dead and not even dead yet? What songs did he like? Oh, well, he's not dead yet. Well, yeah, I know, but they already killed James. What's this world coming to? Good man like James. See, negative. Yeah. Negative. You're not going to see any signs and wonders being negative. They're praying for a miracle. Yeah. They don't know what or how, but they're praying for some kind of demonstration of the power of God to save one of their most important leaders. Yeah. Aren't they? Yeah. And did they get it? They got it. God sent his angel. Does God have angels? Yes. Are there angels here in this room tonight? Yes. They are. You don't see them, but they're here. He sent his angel. The angel of the Lord came to him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side. I don't know if he kicked him or shoved him or what he did. But he had to wake him up. He must have not been too concerned about being executed in the morning. Sleeping like this. Not sleeping lightly. Angel had to kick him or hit him or smote him, it said. And he said, get up quick. Get up quick. We're having a jailbreak. Get up. I'm breaking you out of here. And he got up, he jumped up, and the chains fell off. Somebody say, the chains just fell off. I want you to say it again. The chains just fell off. And the angel said, put your clothes on, boy. And you need to put your shoes on, too. He's sleepy. Come on. Come on, Peter. Now come on, get your shoes. Put your shoes on. Yeah. Tie your belt. Come on. We got to go. Come on. So he did. Cast your garment about you and follow me. Keep up. Come on. And he went out and followed him. So he was in a deep sleep. And so he just followed an angel. Okay. And we know from the rest of it, he thinks he's dreaming. He thinks he's having a dream. He's thinking, wow, this is real. This is so vivid. I can feel the dampness of the air. And wow, he sure looks real. He just followed him. And he wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, and they came to the iron gate that leads unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Now this is long before the days of transistors and door openers. This is no electric door. There's no electricity. It just went, opened up. Just opened up. Do you believe it just opened up? Do you believe the gate, iron gate, that leads to the, this is the main gate of the city. And they went out and passed on through one street. I mean, they went a little ways. And Peter just following. He still thinks he's dreaming. He said, wow, this is real. I know that street. Wow, this is real. There's the prison. Hang a left. Yes, sir. Hang a left. He thinks he's dreaming. Peter was come to himself. Well, they went out and passed through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. He looked around and the angel wasn't there. He went, wow, where are you? And he looked up and he knew where he was. And he came to himself and he said, I know of a surety the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he considered it, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. That's where they were praying. Hallelujah. He winds up at the door. Hallelujah. Where prayer was being made for him. Yes. Somebody say miracle, miracle. Yeah. He knocks on the door and they're praying, praying, praying. Who are they praying for?
Peter.
Who's at the door?
Peter.
Oh God, we need Peter. Oh God, don't let them kill Peter. God, we're standing. We're believing. Whatever you have to do, don't let this wicked man take another one of our men of God. God, we're standing for him. We're believing for him. Knock, 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 knock. And they said a young woman named Rhoda. She knew Peter's voice. She didn't open the door. I guess she said, who's there? He said, it's me, Peter. She recognized his voice. It excited her so much, she didn't open the door. But she ran in and told him. And they said, aw, you're crazy. They didn't have enough faith in their own prayers. Did they? God's answering their prayer and they're shocked. They're like, But she constantly affirmed that it was so. And they said, well, maybe it's his angel. It's not him. But Peter keeps knock, knock, knock. Don't you think if you just got broke out of jail, you don't want to be hanging out on the street? He's like, come on, guys. Let me in. They're in there talking about all this stuff. And he said, come on. They opened the door. They saw him. They were astonished.
Hallelujah.
But it's not over. The answer to their prayer is not over. Down to verse 20. Well, actually, verse 19, 18. Soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. Where's their prisoner? Explain that. And when Herod had sought for them and found him not, he examined the keepers and he commanded that they should be put to death. He couldn't believe that he just walked out of there. Somebody's on the take. He's not believing in the supernatural. So he put them to death. He went down to Judea, from Judea to Caesarea, and he was displeased with some of the folks of Tyre and Sidon, and they came to try to smooth things over. And on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, made an oration to him. And the people gave a shout and they said, it's the voice of a God and not of a man. And they're just trying to flatter him because they want something from him. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him He was up there preaching the epitome of arrogance. He was eating this up about him being a god. He's killing and trying to kill the most important people in the church, the leaders, the ones with the strongest anointings. And of course, the devil's working through him. And he's up there giving his oration and they're telling him, it's a God, he's a God. And he's eating it up. And all at once, oh, something struck him. And he folded. His speech is over. The Bible said, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, died a horrible death, and gave up the ghost. And don't you reckon the next ruler that took his place thought twice before he starts killing leaders in the church?
That's right.
But you see, judgment had already taken place in the church. It had begun in the house of God, so it could happen in the civil, in the leaders of the land that defied God and blasphemed and tried to hurt the church. Do we want the move of God as in these days and everything that that means and all that goes with it? It bothers me that the church and the holy things of God are minimalized and treated like other religions and marginalized and just, you know, people treated like they're fools and weaklings that need the crutch of their faith and belief. Our God is a mighty God. Is He a mighty God?
Yes.
And He is able to do things that can shake the foundation of families and businesses and governments and cities and places, isn't He? And even some things that people may not openly talk a lot about, but they know it. And it changes them. And they change the way they talk and the way they do. Because even if they won't admit it publicly, they know what happened. I would like to see an increase in the power of God,
hallelujah,
in the church, and in the world around us. Would you?
Yes.
I would like to see the reverence and fear of God come to a whole nother level and a whole nother place. No, we don't have to be scared of God, that He's going to hurt us if we're serving Him. He's our protector. He's our keeper. But the blasphemers and enemies of God, they ought to be afraid. There ought to be something, they're aware of something that they should fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Miracles Now, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.